Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets salad tossed. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby said I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime.
Good morning, everybody. Our guest is good afternoon, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Welcome to another insanely good Chef Brett McKee show on Gray and Ideas Radio Network. I am Gray and Ideas, and we have our good Chef Brett McKee, or insanely good Chef Brett McKee with us. Good morning, Chef. How are you?
What's happening, brother?
Oh, it's happening. What's happening
with you? I'm telling you, you know, we're going to
I
break
see
this show
you've
out
been a busy man. You're a busy, busy man. You want to tell us what you've been up to for the past week?
All right. We're going to break today's show up into two parts. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing and what I have going on, and then we're going to talk about a post I put this morning about balance, because with all I have going on, I had to kind of read a little article today and post something about how I need to put myself in check and how we all need to live a little balanced life. But for now, let me tell you what I've been doing.
Right.
You know, I think we talked about last time I'm getting ready for the U.S. Open. You know, we just come off the tail end of the Heritage and the Masters, and then, you know, my group of Wall Street guys, and now it's been, you know, insane with, you know, local events.
Right.
Last night I was up in Pawleys Island doing a private dinner for some people, and, you know, it's cool. These people say, and these are, you know, people with a lot of money, and they can really do anything they want. But, you know, when I went into their house, it was just, you know, eight people last night. But they had the best dinner and created this crazy memory. And they said, Brett, this is one of the best nights we've had in 6 or 7 years. And we can really do whatever we want. We travel all over the world, but this was one of the best nights. You know, last week I had some bachelorette parties. I had engagement parties. I had these Wall Street guys coming down doing vacation parties. And that's what I think, you know, the advantage of having a private chef come to you is you really can do it's a memorable night that is with delicious food and camaraderie in the kitchen, and it's a really cool thing to do rather than going out to a restaurant with a group of people.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys always have lots of fun at these events, and like you said, it's better than going to a restaurant because it's a memorable event that happens when you get Chef Brett McKee in and doing one of these events for you. And by the way, too, every week we ask people to call. We're going to try to coax some people to call in. If you want to talk to Chef Brett, all you have to do is dial 714-242-5272, and he'll answer any questions that you throw at him. So, Chef.
And we know you're out there listening because we can track people who are listening, so we know where you're out there. I can't bite you. I can't hurt you or bite you over the phone, so call in and talk about whatever you want. Some of the things I've got coming up, I've got Memorial Day booked in the Hamptons, so you know, that should be cool. It's in East Hampton. Years ago in the early 80s when I left St. Bart's, I worked for a few years in East Hampton, so it should be nice to go back up to New York for that day.
Cool.
So if we have any listeners up in New York, you know, I'll be up there for Memorial Day. If someone wants to book something the day before or the day after, let me know.
And you'll go anywhere, right, Chef?
I go anywhere. You know, we're working on I was in Pawleys Island, South Carolina last night. I'm getting ready to do the U.S. Open in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Then I go up to New York for, you know, the Hamptons for Memorial Day. I'm getting proposals ready now for the Super Bowl in Arizona coming up next year. But, yeah, I mean, I've got something coming up in August in Louisville, Kentucky. So, yeah, I go, you know, if there's a place on the planet or if you've got to take a vehicle to take me to another planet, I'll come cook for you.
There you go. You're not only international, you go to the galaxies and beyond, right?
Intergalactical or something, you know.
That's the word I was looking for. There you go.
That's it. I'll put on my little space suit and come up and see you.
So what do you got cooking this weekend?
Well, this weekend I've got, what do I have? Notoriously, like I do, I double booked myself. So today I'm running around trying to get ready. I've got a brunch tomorrow in one location, and then I've got some people coming in town for a graduation event tomorrow night. Luckily, none of them are a cooking demonstration because right now I'm scrambling to get ready. It would be, if any of my clients tomorrow are listening, I apologize. Everything will be perfect. But if anyone really knew what it takes to pull off an event, it really is insane from, because I do everything. When you hire me, you get 100% Brett McKee. I answer the phone. I book the events. I shop for the events. I load the car. I unload the car. I prep the car. I come up. I'm your entertainer. I'm your host. I'm your friend. I'm your chef. I'm your cleanup guy. It's 100% Brett McKee you get, and that's what's insanely good about it.
Well, Chef Brett, I told you last week when we talked that I was doing my first ever barbecue event, and I have to say, after doing it, I don't think I want to do many of these. These things will wear you up. But the next morning when I woke up, I got up, I was like walking like the Tin Man. It's a lot of work, and it's rough and tough to do, and people also don't appreciate all that you guys go through to do this. I do now, and all I can say is I have to.
If you could have seen me last night, yesterday was another, I told you, I'm not young anymore. So yesterday, after another 16-hour day, I'm driving home from Pauly's Island. I was on the phone with my girlfriend, Kathy Downey, and I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, okay, which one of these 20 replaced body parts are hurting more? when I get out of my car, I feel like that old little crickety old cowboy from the movie Lonesome Dove that tried to get Gus on his back, the guy who just kind of wobbles. That's what, although some people say, hey, Brett, this larger-than-life character, but how I see myself getting out of the car after 16 hours, like, holy crap, I can't even get up anymore. I think someone sticks a little kryptonite in my car.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody thinks you're Superman, so if they saw you the next morning, they probably changed their mind, right?
Yeah, if they ever saw me the way the people who are close to me, if they ever saw the way Kathy sees me or my kids see me, like, hey, God, come on, you can't even get up and walk anymore. But then I wake up in the morning and back at it.
Well, go ahead. You do your thing.
One thing I want to mention is I've got, Kathy and I, for the Insanely Good business, we're designing a new website. And we did a series of videos last week, and, we're going to have a lot of video lead into the new website, and there's going to be new products. And I want to know if there's any listeners out there and they want to call in or they want to email me at Chef Brett McKee chefbrett4@yahoo.com. I want to know what people would like to see on the website. Do you want to see more products? Do you want to see recipes? Do you want to see cookbooks, meal plans? Tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you.
Cool. And by the way, speaking of websites, we talk about this each week, but all your cool products, people, if they want to go and purchase all the cool, insanely good products that you have, they can go to shopinsanelygood.com. And we kind of talked about last week some of your new rubs that you're coming out with. And have you introduced those now? Are they on the website?
Yeah, man, I told you. I told you last time. We had them on for Cinco de Mayo, so, on Cinco de Mayo morning, I'm scrambling saying, holy crap, I got to get these things on. So, yes, the new products went on. We've had tremendous, tremendous sales. Again, these are all, sodium-free rubs for poultry and seafood and vegetables. And we've got it's called Pucker Up, Y'all, and it's predominantly lime and cucumber, ginger, cilantro, and then there's one called the Charleston Smack, which your dominant flavors are lemon, basil, and tomato. Then there's a Heat Is On, which is a blackening spice. All three of these are sodium-free and delicious, but the sales have been great on these. And let me tell you, we've got two big holidays coming up right now. We've got Mother's Day. We've got Father's Day.
Yep.
Go to the website, www.shopinsanelygood.com. For your mothers, what better thing to give some spice rubs and some oils and some aprons and cutting boards? If you really love your mother, you'll go on there today and go ahead. I'll even try and rush the shipping and get it there, or give you pictures you can get it and give it the next day. Father's Day is coming up. You know that we have the coffee, bacon, and maple rub, the Tuscan rub. I'm going to tell you a brief story about the Tuscan rub. The guy who did my videos for the new website, he came and we videotaped some of the, almost did like a mock cooking class for him. And, you know, he got to see how we use the Tuscan rub in a Chateaubriand, how we seared that off, and how you can, you know, sear it off, lock in the flavors, lock in the juices, finish it off in the oven, and then, you know, slice this perfect Tuscan rub. Now, he has since, when he did that, I gave him a lot of product, and now he has since then become an excellent chef for his wife at home. He's made the steaks and the Tuscan, used the Tuscan rub several times, and, you know, it just blows him away every time he does it. So it really is there's about 11 ingredients that go into it that you would not want to buy at the store and try and make it yourself. So go to the site and pick it up. I make it easy for you. I'm the easy button for everybody.
I have to say, I'm not the greatest barbecuer or cook in the world, but I have used your products. And the nice thing about your products is if you're a novice like me who makes mistakes, your rubs kind of cover up those mistakes and make it taste good anyway.
Yeah, man. You ever see that show, the commercial for Staples for the easy button? Well,
yeah.
I try to be everybody's easy button. You know, Father's Day is coming up, and, you know, and I don't know if there's any father out there that wouldn't like some stuff to do a little barbecuing on. So, you know, whether it be one of the custom-made steak knives or one of those, the rubs for grilling out with the family, perfect gifts. Also, graduation. You know, hey, you got someone graduating from high school or college or law school, give them a nice little package of insanely good products.
Now, let's switch gears here a little bit. By the way, people, I know you're afraid to call into a radio show, but if you want to call in, 714-242-5272 and ask the chef any questions. We know you're out there because we see the numbers, but everyone seems to be shy. But I'm going to switch gears here. You mentioned it in the intro. Being a chef and doing all the things that you do, you have to have time management, and especially when you're double booking things like you do all the time. So I saw on your Facebook page today some steps that you need to take to have better time management. I thought that was some things that we might want to go over here on the show, which kind of give your personal input on these things. It just jumped in. But, like, for example, the first thing on your list today was prepare yourself first. So how do you prepare yourself first, Chef Brett?
Well, here's the great thing on how I prepare myself. As good as I am, and I really never mess up events, in my brain, I think I'm going to suck at every event. So I overthink everything. I know when I wake up in the morning, I know what every minute of my day is going to be like. I shop ahead of time. I prepare ahead of time. If I'm doing a cooking class, I make sure all of my ingredients are there. That, you know, when I have my staff with me, we check everything in. We check everything out. If I'm going to prepare a meal, like last night was a meal where I had to go in and they didn't want the cooking class. And I did, you know, the kitchen was, it was an open kitchen and dining room. Now, when I go into a new venue, there's no margin of error. I'm really literally within 2 or 3 feet of all of the people gathered around in the kitchen and maybe 5 feet from the table that they're going to dine at. So what you want to do is you make sure that no one wants to see you sweat. No one really wants to see a dirty, sweaty chef even working hard. You know,
exactly.
I'm there to make sure you have a perfect meal and that I engage in conversation and that the night is easy and stress-free. So you really have to, you know, make lists, you know, write things down. Give yourself a checklist, not only a checklist in your mind, but put pen to paper. We get so involved with technology, and everyone says, I'm going to make notes on my in my computer. I'm old school. I think the best way to do it is go from brain to hand to paper, and that way you're going to remember it. I like to have a check sheet in and out. I like to have my list of what I need to do on paper. And then life is always about curveballs. You know, people always say, Brett, how do you get everything done? I'm like, if you have GPS in your car, then you reroute. So I'm the living rerouter. So if I have a curveball thrown at me, okay, we got to do this. Well, I got to pick up the kids. Okay, reroute. How do I still stay on schedule? And I reroute. You know, and go down the list. I mean, you have the list in front of you. Go down the list.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Well,
so, you know, planning.
I think the big thing, too, is don't lose your focus. That was number two. You know, have a balance of your effort and don't lose your focus. And a lot of people tend to get sidetracked like we do on our radio show sometimes. But how do you keep focused on what you're doing?
You know, again, here's with the list and the deadlines. You know you have a task at hand. And, you know, like tomorrow, yes, I'm double booked. But I have been this morning. I had to run around and get my car serviced this morning. I see my car is all right. Hey, I'm, you know, 200 miles past my service. So I go in there. I got, a phone connection in the service, and I started preparing. So I'm talking to my clients for tomorrow, making sure we dot the I's and cross the T's, making sure my staff is prepared, make sure the linens are there, the rentals are there, and all of my food products. So, again, you know, now, and it has to prioritize. I mean, I have events coming up, you know, Sunday. I have stuff coming up next week. But now I have to focus on tomorrow.
Right.
You know, everyone has, you know, responsibilities and family and kids, and we've got Mother's Day. But, you know, now my priority is the two events I have tomorrow. So that's what I'm focused on today.
Well, I think this one cracks me up about you. It says focus on your most productive time of the day. Some people work better in the morning and some are more focused in the evening. You kind of have to be better at all times of the day, don't you?
And, you know, it depends. You know, like I said, yesterday was a 16-hour day. So I wake up early in the morning. I'm up at 6 o'clock every morning. And, you know, the first thing I have to do, you know, because I'm a single father also. So I have, you know, I have my girlfriend and her three kids. I have my three kids. So when I wake up, the first thing I focus on is I've got to cook breakfast. I've got to get lunch ready. And I've got to drive my kids to school. And then I say, okay, from, you know, 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to focus on, you know, a little bit of paperwork in the morning. I'll write my menus because my brain really works early in the morning. So my paperwork, my menus, my creative stuff, I'll do early in the morning, usually from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And then I'll get into the shopping or the prepping for what the event I have that night. And then, you know, I've got to go from 2:30 to 5 o'clock. I've got to pick up. You know, we've got six kids at four different schools that we're running around picking up. At the same time I'm picking up kids, I'm talking to clients on the phone. And then, you know, when my kids go to bed, then I take the next 3 hours and I focus on what the next day has.
Now, the number eight
and it's
here,
a schedule. Life is a schedule.
It is all keeping the schedule. If you look at the list you posted on your Facebook page, the number eight, the one that we talked about last week, it says leave time for fun. And I think that's the one thing we don't do enough of, because if you just work, you don't enjoy what you're doing. And I think last week you talked about taking some personal time, so that's important too.
Well, I'll tell you, and I know she's listening. So my girlfriend, Kathy Downey, and I, we're trying to blend two families together now. And I am the worst. I'm my worst enemy. I can get so caught up in Brett world of working too much. So I actually took a break the other day, and I asked Kathy, I said, please, you see me getting out of control with work. Sit down and put me in check and say, Brett, take some time off. So next week I've got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I know I'll do a little bit of work, but I'm blocking those days off. And I don't have to do it every day, but my body is like naturally programmed. So, for 7 years now, I've gotten acupuncture. And I'll do either, you know, Pilates or gyrotonics or, you know, get a massage or do something just to, you know, take an hour of breath time and then really understand that the reason I got out of the restaurant business was because I gave everything to everybody and I had nothing left in the tank for the people close to me. So that's with any business, whether it be, you know, radio shows or, you know, a computer technology job or a doctor, you know, it doesn't matter what you are. You can always get caught up in your work. But don't forget the people, you know, either your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, your mother, your father, your kids. Don't forget the people important to you. So that's – and have fun with them.
Right.
You know, I'll tell you, for example, you know, we try and do – every couple of weeks, I get Kathy's kids, my kids, Kathy. We went bowling a couple of weeks ago, and we had a great time. I had my children, her children, my granddaughter, and we're all up there, and we went bowling for, you know, 3 hours. And that was just a fun step away. It didn't have to be Chef Brett. I was just Daddy and Brett. That was it.
Now, you mentioned acupuncture. Is that the same thing as tattoos? Kind of, right?
Tattoos, you know, they're different levels of pain therapy. They both involve needles. Acupuncture makes me a nicer person. It makes me chill out. Tattoo time is just part of the artistic creativity and time to hang out with my tattoo artist, who's also a good...
And a number nine here, which I know you don't do, but it says sleep for 7 to 9 hours every night. That's difficult doing the type of business that you're doing, but that's another important thing to get enough rest.
My body is yearning for that. My body really is yearning for that. So I would encourage people to not do what I do. Do not get 4 to 5 hours sleep a night. Sleep is very important, not only for your mind, but for your body. If you don't get enough sleep, you know, you're really not going to function as well. and your body will start to break down. And I'm telling you, you know, and this is why I'm taking those 3 days next week, because my body is starting to break down. And I also, for those who want to follow me around, I'll let you know where we're going to go. But I am planning a vacation where Kathy and I are going to take maybe a couple of days in New York, a few days down in the Caribbean and get away. So there will be a week coming up in the next couple of months that I tell all of you goodbye.
Take a hike in a nice way, right?
just peace out for a week and give us a little bit of private time. We need to regroup as people trying to have a relationship and that have a family. So Brett McKay, like everybody else, actually does have one person that he really cares about and wants to spend time with, and then has a family that he'd like to be father to.
Well, like you said a few minutes ago, we're actually running out of time here. I can't believe it, but you said a few minutes ago that you're working on a new website. Now, is the website going to have a different address, or are you just remodifying the one you have?
You know, we're going to remodify the one we have. Well, we have the, you know, www.insanelygoodchefbrettmckay.com. That's
right.
A long one. You know, we're going to try and find where there are a couple of domains that we're trying to get that are shorter. But I'll keep you posted on all of that. But, again, you can go to the one that is www.insanelygoodchefbrettmckay.com. Take a look at it. Next week, if you're not shy, call in and say, Brett, here are some of the things I'd like to see. I would like to see you go along with each one of your rubs. And that's something that we're working on, when you buy one of the products. It will have a tab, a little index card attached to the product that will have a recipe on it written. And we'll have also a code that you can, you know, scan on your iPad or your phone or your computer, and I'll come up doing a cooking demonstration. I know a lot of people want cookbooks, so, you know, we might do a series of online cookbooks or written cookbooks. I'm talking to some people who came down from New York a couple of days ago about, they want to do a reality show. So there's always something insanely cool and insanely good going on in my life. And we'll keep you week by week updated on the life and times of Chef Brett McKay. Insanely good stuff.
Cool. And if anybody wants to get in contact with you, they can contact you by email, Facebook, or as you always say,
you can have my
direct
personal phone call. I'm driving in the car right now. You can call me at 1-843-814-0167. You can email me at chefbrett4@yahoo.com. You can go to www.insanelygoodchefbrettmckay.com. You can go to www.shopinsanelygood.com. You can Morse code. You can call Brilliant Radio. You can ask someone, how do I get in touch with Brett McKay? I'm from 6 in the morning till midnight, you can contact me.
Send smoke signals if you have to. Well, Chef Brett McKay, thank you. And we're going to be signing off here. If you guys need to get in touch with him, you've got all the contact information, and he's easy to find. And he works pretty much 24/7, even though he tells you you rest. I don't think he ever does. But thank you. And if anything else you want to add before we say goodbye to the folks?
No, man. Go online, get something. Don't forget about your mothers, really. Even whether you go online and get something or not, make sure you pay attention to your mother. Mine's not around anymore, and don't wait until she's not around to appreciate her. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Peace out. I'll see you next week.
About her appetite, so she eats everything she sees. I'm not worried about her feeling right, as long as she leaves something for me. She likes spicy, she likes sweet, all she do is eat, eat, eat. She makes any old lucky dog feel like a girl's best friend. She eats off the low part of the hog, right on up to the high end. She likes greens, she likes meat, all she do is eat, eat, eat. She's not exactly overweight, but neither is she underfed. You wanna make the girl feel good, give her a double helping of a hot bread pudding. Give the girl some good seafood, if you wanna make her feel real nice. A bowl of gumbo puts her in the mood, if you would follow it with shrimp and rice. toupee with crawfish meat. All she do is eat, eat, eat. Hot bread pudding. Give the girl some good sweet food. If you wanna make her feel real nice, a bowl of gumbo puts her in the mood. If you follow it with shrimp and rice, ate to pay with crawfish meat. All she do is eat, eat, eat. Drinks her coffee extra sweet. All she do is eat, eat, eat. Cooking up her favorite sauce, she always feels better after she gets a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby say I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. She likes to eat real early. She gets too hungry if it's later, but she always feels better after I spread that sauce on her potatoes. Now, now. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her daddy never ever seemed to have a single thing to say. His daughter likes my cooking, so I come on in that kitchen every day. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Cooking up her favorite sauce, but she always feels better after getting her salad tossed. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Around in the kitchen, my baby say I can cook for her anytime.